This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word from Capitol Hill is a bill to permanently extend the expiring 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has the votes to make its way through Congress. Yesterday, sick 9/11 responders, an advocate and comedian John Stewart testified at a hearing urging lawmakers to approve the extension. Stewart was angry that more lawmakers were there at the hearing.
Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak, and no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
A second person now in custody in the Dominican Republic following Sunday's shooting of Red Sox legend David Ortiz. The suspect, whose name's not been released, apparently the believed trigger man in the shooting. Another man is accused of driving him to the bar where the shooting occurred on a motorcycle. He was apprehended right after the shooting. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
There were some big dueling political events in the state of Iowa yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect, and you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against, they're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, President Trump's gotten a bump in his latest approval ratings. The findings from Quinnipiac University putting Mr. Trump close to his two-year high at 42% approval. Among Democratic contenders, Biden leads with approval of 53%. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan warning Congress of an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. During a Senate hearing yesterday, he said government border facilities are overflowing and resources are being stretched too thin, and that migrant kids are especially at risk. McAleenan also noted that smugglers are making large amounts of money moving people across the border, often in very dangerous conditions. The British government announcing an ambitious plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions to nearly zero by 2050, making Britain the first G7 nation to set such a target. The interim minister for energy and clean growth is Chris Skidmore.
We've decided it's really important as a government we show leadership. We're really keen internationally to show leadership as well. We're bidding for a critical United Nations conference next year. We want to ensure that we can achieve this sustainably, which is why we've set the 2050 target today.
And Honda's new so-called Mean Mower V2 has broken a Guinness World Record. That new riding lawnmower can go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 6.29 seconds. That's even faster than my car will do. It'll also hit a top speed of just over 150 miles an hour, and that compares to an average riding mower that zips along at about 5 to 6 miles an hour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
About it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a former healthcare exec, a strategic advisor, is sharing the untapped power of imagination in the workplace. You ready for this? Brian Paradis, who led Florida Hospital to a number one U.S. News and World Report ranking 3 years in a row, explains how to create a culture where people thrive, innovation happens, and results are achieved in Lead with Imagination. It's his latest book. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
Well, this is great. I mean, you know, I like you. I am invigorated, and I encourage people to do the best that they can do. I mean, you know, I think there's nothing worse for an individual to look back and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And, you know, when you give people an opportunity to be productive and to be the best they can be, a lot of, you know, what some people might consider miraculous things happen because of who people are and what they can produce, right?
Absolutely. I love that word, miraculous. But that is what you see. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I call it extraordinary.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, as you write in the book, you know, imagination is the power to turn the ordinary into extraordinary, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, as you say in the book, it's often, you know, using our imagination is something we talk about as children. But as we get adults, for some reason, you know, things are already defined seemingly, or maybe we just convince ourselves that, you know, we have to stop reaching for the stars. But in that process, in doing that, we forego something of our own spirit that stifles us and that frustrates us, right?
Absolutely. I think, yes.
So for you, I mean, you know, this book is, you know, 30 years plus a lifetime of experience. And I just, you know, I see so many golden nuggets, as I like to refer to them. People who have been there, they've experienced this, something that passionately drives you because you've seen this, whether you want to call it a formula or a system. But when you're faithful to this, it keeps working.
It does, you know, and I tell you, but what I was looking for when I felt thrust into a role I wasn't looking for, mm-hmm. you know, I thought, where's the breakthrough? How are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. And how are we going to get these 25 or so thousand people and 2,000 plus doctors all pulling the same way? How do you release that potential
right.
into the organization?
Well, and the biggest challenge, like you said, is in releasing it. First of all, you got to get everybody unified. You got to get everybody on the same page. And you got all these humanoids with different ideas and frustrations. And, you know, some people that say, you know, they should be the CEO of the company. And, you got to wrangle all the cats and give them a vision to where, hey, you may not be the CEO, but we can make you be the CEO of your own department, right?
Yeah, and there were days they were welcome to have the CEO job. It could be a tough day sometimes.
Well, what a monumental job, and you know, for you, as you say, you're looking out over this, and you're going, okay, what? Why me? You know, why am I, you know, selected to be the head Imagineer? You know, like Disney would say, you know, to make this happen and bring everybody together.
Yeah, you know, I think when it kind of started, I had two things I was really trying to figure out, and I observed. One is that people seem to be happiest and most fulfilled when they're about something that's bigger than themselves.
Exactly.
And so how do you get that kind of in place and moving? And then the second was I just saw so much untapped potential with people, and so how do you release that and then combine these two things to turn an entire organization into a group of difference makers? Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, that was the real thing that I think I was trying to figure out.
Right. You know, Brian, I got to tell you, I think a lot of that dynamic is happening in our country today. I think for a long time, productive people, I called it, you know, just were you know, stifled with all this latent and potential production. And it was just stifling. And they were so frustrated. And along with that, not very happy. And I imagine as you took over the organization, when you have this much frustration going along, you're trying to make this work. And you've got a lot of unhappy campers. And they've got to be able to see and embrace the vision and give it a chance to see it start to play through. Because as they start to see it in operation, and all the things you've been telling them are being fulfilled, then you start getting more and more energy. And I say exponential energy, because what happens is, like, I tell people all the time, it's not 1 + 1 = 2 anymore. It's 1 + 1, you know, can equal 5, because you got so much positive energy and focused energy on a task that's when you say, you know, the ordinary, you know, goes into the realm of the extraordinary.
I think you're nailing it, so maybe you'll help me write the next book, because you've got it.
Well, I got to tell you, your heart here in this book, you know, I'm right with you in it, because I've seen this happen time and time again. You know, I see when people are so unhappy, it's when they're unproductive. You give them a way to be productive, and boy, the misery index goes down. It plummets. Happiness ratio is up. And, you know, we're doing a lot of positive things. And I think this is the potential that we have in this country today, which transcends, you know, politics. I'm just so upset that our country is wasting so much time, and we're obliterating people in the process here, as opposed to, like what you've done with Lead with Imagination.
Well, part of the motivation for this is I just see that, you know, America especially, I think we've been leaders in the world for centuries, I think, because of the imagination that we've always brought mm-hmm. to the big problems in the world. And so I think, you know, in an organizational level, at your household level, I think, you know, what we've been doing doesn't always work. And when it's not working, how do we find that breakthrough, and how do we find that next creative way or that next innovative way to move the ball? And I think that's the core message. That's what I hear you saying today as
right.
well.
Well, you got to eliminate the negatives, right? I mean, the negatives are dragging you down. What Zig Ziglar, you know, entitled the stinking thinking, that just drags you and drags everybody down with you. But if you're looking at possibilities and you're looking at solving problems, I have faith in humanity. I've just seen it time and you see these people and you go, wow, this is incredible what you came up with, you know, given the opportunity.
Yeah, and I think our goal, we've got to create these safe environments and these places where it's okay to make mistakes. And, mm-hmm. you know, somebody asked me, well, you know, what happened to our imagination? Because we all know what that was when we were kids, usually.
Right.
And my first answer is we went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we went to school, we went to work. And we learned that this is what's expected. If you perform to this thing, then you get rewarded. And that isn't necessarily always going to lead to the breakthrough thinking.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, a breakthrough for me was years ago. I had studied, the background and the origination of Hewlett-Packard. And that was one of the core values the company embraced, was it was okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, I go, you know, because I came from, you know, a culture that, boy, I'll tell you, you know, if there were mistakes, you know, let the beatings begin, and that's lucky. And they only began if you still had the job. Otherwise, you were out on the street, you know.
You were absent for the beatings, yeah.
Exactly. Brian Paradis is with us. We're talking about Lead with Imagination. That's his brand new book. We've got more after this.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
That back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Brian Paradis is with us. We're talking about his book, Lead with Imagination. Brian, as you can tell, you know, what you're sharing, I mean, it's almost, you know, same gospel, same church. I mean, I'm connected with you on this because I just so believe, and I was looking forward to our conversation because I think you just have so much experience to share in these golden nuggets. What else, you know, I mean, in terms of leading with imagination, as the title of the book says, and regaining the power to lead and live in a changing world. So regaining the power suggests that at one point we had it.
Yeah, I think we absolutely did when we were kids. We don't even work at this. This is so built into us at a foundational level. And again, I think it gets sort of taught out of us in some ways, and that's not a knock on the school system. That's just kind of the way we try to, you know, move people through a process.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's part of unopening that. You know, we think about these terms we use today, soft skills and hard skills, and somehow there seems to be a value judgment that if something is called class a hard skill, it must be really good and important, but if something's called a soft skill, it must be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience is doing these things that really create these dynamic cultures and lead to creativeness and innovation is anything but easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, you know, you talk about schools. I think to a degree there's some, you know, there could be some credence to that. But I think more, probably more significantly, are other companies that have fallen prey to the old way of doing things or just being so structured that you end up with a lot of round pegs and square holes and a lot of frustrated people. But you imagine if we had a greater class and an increasing number of organizations leading with imagination and growing this dynamic. What would our GDP be like? You know, what do you think? It'd be through the roof, right?
And I think that's our opportunity as both a country and a world.
Mm-hmm.
How do we unleash that to solve these problems that seem to be plaguing us?
And I think the opportunity is right now. I mean, you know, we have some trade conflict going on, and I have seen it, Brian, maybe, I don't know if you've seen it this way, but I mean, to level the playing field, people are naturally competitive. And you imagine if the Chinese say, oh, hey, look, we're every bit as good as the Americans. We can go head-to-head with them. You know, give them, you know, let's be on a level playing field. What kind of innovation could you expect out of China?
That's a great question.
Right, and how that would spur on Americans. Because, I mean, here, look at it. We're just celebrating. I mean, we're celebrating. We're remembering, is a better word, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And you talk about ordinary to extraordinary, what happened during World War II. I mean, the entire chapters of those two wars, one and two, are extraordinary. And, you know, at every turn, you look at the odds that were against Americans. And because of the can-do spirit, you know, that we maintain, and I think it's something that I know that Ronald Reagan talks about, you know, the idea of democracy not being passed in the bloodstream, but there is something about freedom. There is something about the work ethic that America has that I just have this sense. I know it doesn't pass in the bloodstream, but I think it's somehow in our, you know, it's in the whole generational complex that, you know, that adds to the wiring. There's just something special about America in that way.
It may not be in the bloodstream, Bill, but I do think it's in the DNA.
Yes.
So.
Right. You know, I would agree. So in regaining, you know, the power to lead. I mean, this is the opportunity we have right now. We've gotten, you know, government out of the way, the heavy boot of government on the throats of the laborers, of producers in our country. And look what's happening. I mean, we've got a resurgence of small businesses. I mean, every bank, just about every banker I speak with, go, Bill, we're through the roof with small business right now. We're just so excited about what is happening. These new ideas are coming. It's just amazing. And it enthuses bankers. It enthuses people in the financial district to say, you know, to your point, you know, in terms of creativity and imagination, you know, we could be, you know, we're full speed ahead, but I think we could even be even better if we got the negatives out of the way.
Well, you know, I heard you had a recent segment with the head of Small Business for Bank of America, which I thought was a great dialogue. And I can tell you, that when I sat around a 25,000 organization, I thought hard and long and hard about, I don't want to be bigger. We need to be better.
Right.
And I think, that's a challenge with every large organization. And I think that some of the wonder of the small businesses that can be so innovative and so nimble, and they can really throw out all of the structure that I think constrains us as large organizations to say, what is the best way to do it? Not how can we make it work within the structure we've already designed and built and protect the legacy that we've sort of managed to create.
Exactly. Well, Brian, you were the CFO of Florida Hospital in Orlando when you were first tasked with leading the organization in 2006. Your curriculum vitae says, for all intents and purposes, you had little operational experience. And now here you are. You're going to lead a $2 billion enterprise. I mean, you got 20,000 employees, 2,000 physicians, as you said. What a daunting task. I mean, did you go home and you go, oh, Lord, what did I get myself into?
I did. I crawled into a little fetal position in my bedroom and turned the lights off and made a decision whether I was even coming out or not.
Right. So what brought you out?
Well, I guess this deep passion that, about people and about something. I make this joke that my life started as a theology social work major.
Oh, wow, okay.
I went to school and ended up as an accounting major by the end of that first year.
You see, this is why you and I are connected. See, my degree's in theology, believe it or not. So here we are. Okay.
Well, I said, so I have this deep belief in expectation around people, mm-hmm. but I guess somewhere in that accounting training, I got to marry that with the hardness of results. I mean, somebody once joked me that, you have to eventually put points on the board.
Right, exactly.
If you want to play. And so I think that marriage of what can be done and what can change with the intensity of people are the organization, not just in an organization, they are the organization. And I think underlying that, was the idea, I convinced myself my job wasn't to be the smartest person in the room and to lead this organization. My job was to show up as the servant and help them all get to the table with their ideas. And my job was simply to kind of organize and corral and make a safe place for all of us to come to the table, what we used to call it the cauldron of debate. We didn't think there wasn't a problem we couldn't solve.
Right.
We could be honest with ourselves, honest with our teammates, and get into the room and really figure this thing out.
But I'll tell you, I'd love to have 3 hours with you and coffee. You and I could have a lot of fun. I can see
I love coffee, and I've enjoyed this conversation.
This is great. I could only hope that would happen. I'd love to have some more time with you. Again, we're grateful that you're here on the show to talk about it. You address 7 major themes of leading with imagination. We have about a minute and a half left. Just give me a rough idea, an overview of how you came up with these 7 themes.
Experience. Mm-hmm. And making lots of mistakes and trying to see what worked and what made sense. And I think combining those with being clear on a purpose, figuring out what your process is, and that's a lot about how you relate to time and energy that you're going to bring, and then figuring out this thing that really, for me, started with love. We have two choices in this world. We can lead from fear, or we can lead with love. And fear is the natural and demonstrated default, so we have to work really hard at getting to the table where we're leading with love. And I always use this joke, I've really never heard anybody say, hey, I have a great marriage, and I don't have to work at it. And I think our leadership is very similar. It's hard work.
Exactly.
And that's why.
Well, this book is going to be such a blessing to those in business and otherwise that would want to be encouragers in their organization, because Brian, taps into the unrecognized and untapped power of love, as we mentioned, in business and beyond. Brian, congratulations on your life's work, on the book. Well, I'll tell you, I really appreciate the time. And how can people get their hands on your book? Available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Yep, it absolutely is. And the other great place to check us out is imaginationworksmedia.com.
That's great, and it'll be linked on our website. The book, Lead with Imagination, Regaining the Power to Lead and Live in a Changing World. Brian Paradis, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership.
Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word from Capitol Hill is the bill to permanently extend the expiring 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has the votes to make its way through Congress. Yesterday, sick 9/11 responders, an advocate and comedian John Stewart testified at a hearing urging lawmakers to approve the extension. Stewart was angry that more lawmakers were there at the hearing.
Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak. And no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
A second person now in custody in the Dominican Republic following Sunday's shooting of Red Sox legend David Ortiz. The suspect, whose name's not been released, apparently the believed trigger man in the shooting. Another man is accused of driving him to the bar where the shooting occurred on a motorcycle. He was apprehended right after the shooting. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the interviews that we have done are archived right there for you, podcastable. You can download, listen at your own convenience. Just dial it up. If you have any problems whatsoever, just let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Because we're givers. That's what it's all about. So make sure you check it out and stay on top of, you know, what's coming up, because we've got some great guests. I tell you, every day we're just so blessed to have the great guests that we have here on the show. Right now we're going to talk about, you know, something, especially for women. This statistic just blows me away, that every year in the U.S., more than 500,000 women have hysterectomies. Did you know that? The second most common surgery for American women. I was not aware of that, following cesarean section. Now, hysterectomy is an operation to remove a woman's uterus and may involve removing the woman's fallopian tubes or ovaries. By the time American women are 60 years old, one in three have experienced some type of pelvic health disorder. But is undergoing hysterectomy the inevitable solution to common gynecological conditions like fibroids or endometriosis, pelvic pain or abnormal bleeding? Well, Magni Malad, doctor and chief of gynecological surgery at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and medical director for the Center for Comprehensive Gynecology, can speak on alternatives to hysterectomies, and she's here today to share the latest medical advances for women with chronic and painful gynecologic conditions. Dr. Mylad, welcome to Bill Martin. I'm sorry. Say it again. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Dr. Mylad, good to have you with us. So welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yeah, good to have you here to talk about this. Endometriosis is when tissues inside the uterus begins to grow where it should not. Explain to our audience a little bit more about that, if you would.
Sure, no, I'm happy to. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so endometriosis, so the lining of the uterus is called endometrium, and it sort of cycles, gets thicker and thinner as the cycles, as the hormonal cycle changes during the month. When we see those types of cells outside the uterus, like in the area of the pelvis near the ovaries or near the fallopian tubes, we call that endometriosis. Mm-hmm. It affects probably 1 in 10 women, so about 1 in 10 women might have endometriosis. Some of them may have no symptoms at all. Others may have either infertility or pain with intercourse, pain that's cyclic, bowel issues, bladder issues, or non-cyclic pain that sort of just is always there throughout the cycle. An extraordinarily common condition, pelvic pain from endometriosis. And, you know, in the old days, you'd go to your woman would go to their gynecologist and they would recommend some kind of hormonal therapy. And maybe if that fails, you know, maybe consider getting pregnant or hysterectomy. Nowadays, we've got a long list of options and there's a large number of different disciplines, you know, different types of doctors and therapists that can be involved with the care of patients. So it's no longer just a gynecologist, like a general OBGYN that might be serving as kind of the lead person, but it's really more of a collaborative approach with the patient's priorities first. What is it the patient wants? And educating the patient to help allow them to make the best decision for themselves possible.
Well, doctor, you know, we were talking in the introduction about hysterectomies. What else should our audience be aware of regarding hysterectomies?
Well, hysterectomy should be sort of like the last option, right? It's sort of the ultimate approach. In the old days, it was gone to way too soon. You know, patients were done with a pregnancy and fertility, and they would just go straight to hysterectomy. It's really not really the answer all the time kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
So I think reserving that for the last possible option and making sure that they explore all of the other options first so that if they ultimately have to face a hysterectomy, at least they can look back and say, you know what, we tried that. We tried this,
exactly.
We tried that. We tried all those things. Nothing's working. I can't live this way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of patient that does the best with hysterectomy because they know that there's just nothing else, and they're sort of resolved that this is, you know, the last option. Hysterectomy definitely has complications. You know, hysterectomy, there's a risk of bleeding and infection, injury to the organs in the area, the bowels, the bladder, the ureters, the tubes that go from the kidneys to the bladder. All those things are a risk in patients undergoing. Of course, there's also time off work, right? There's right. 6 to 8 weeks off potentially. No heavy lifting, no straining. You can't be intimate. So a long list of potential downsized hysterectomy. And if it's for endometriosis in particular, like it should be, if surgery is involved, like it can't be just removing the uterus. You've got to remove the disease. So
right, exactly.
Cutting out that endometriosis, not just taking out the uterus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Mylad, you know, when I was reading the number, 500,000 surgeries, I mean, that's a big number. I mean, what is that telling us in terms of how common this surgery has become, and what other alternatives can women look to?
Yeah, and I think part of that number is just that you know we're able to do it in a more minimally invasive way. So that is an advantage, right? I mean, a patient
right.
is facing hysterectomy, being able to do it as an outpatient procedure, home the same day after their hysterectomy. So that's a huge advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're still going to it, you know, just as a specialty, we're going to it just a little too soon. You know, the alternatives are long. You know, so for patients that have fibroids that are causing infertility, then typically we can just remove the fibroid that's specifically interfering with their fertility and
mm-hmm.
obviously move forward. In a woman who's having bulk symptoms, like pressure, pain, fullness, bowel issues, oftentimes we can either suppress it with hormonal therapy, or we can do what's called an embolization or an MRI-guided ultrasound destruction of the fibroids. So non-surgical ways to shrink those fibroids down to make them less symptomatic. Probably on the horizon, you know, in the next, like, year, we'll have hormonal therapies that patients can go on intermittently. So they might take it for, like, a month or 2 weeks, go off of it for a month or, 2 months, go back on it again to kind of keep the fibroids in check until such time as they want to get pregnant, sort of a thing. So right. Maybe sort of long-term strategies that are used medically.
Can you address some of the latest advances for women with chronic gynecologic conditions?
Sure. Yeah. So one thing that's brand new that's been out since like August is a new pill that's been out called Orlissa. You've probably seen some of the advertisements for it. Mm-hmm. It was originally indicated for patients that have endometriosis-related pain. But it's probably going to also have an indication for fibroids and adenomyosis in the next 6 months to a year. So this is a great way. I've had patients who they've tried virtually everything else. They are at their wit's end. They're talking about hysterectomy at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And they've tried this and have done extraordinarily. Not all of them, but, you know, many of them have done extraordinarily well because it seems to act right away. You know, there isn't like a big delay like some of the other therapies. So, yeah, so that's out. It's a pill, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The IUD is underutilized. An IUD is a great way to treat painful periods, heavy periods, not just contraception. And it's good mm-hmm. for up to 7 years nowadays.
Wow. Excellent. Well, we're talking with Dr. Magni Malad, who's the Albert B. Gerby Professor at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine and Chief of Gynecology and Gynecologic Surgery at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Speaking of Northwestern, tell us about the surgery program.
Yeah, no, so we have a center now that's a multidisciplinary center. It's designed around the patient's wishes and priorities, and we've tried to design it so it's got one-stop shopping. So our office, we've got all of these providers all under the same roof. So we've got physical therapists, physical medicine doctor known as a physiatrist. We've got interventional radiology and psychology. So we have all of these providers all in the same space, and patients come in, have all of these visits all in the same setting, and then before they leave, they have a multidisciplinary team that's working on their behalf. And then, of course, we have the Women's Hospital, the largest women's hospital in the country, Prentice Women's Hospital, right across the street. That's where we do our surgeries and procedures. And, again, with women and women's health as a priority here.
Right. Exactly. Well, where can they go for more information as we wrap things up, Dr. Malad?
Sure, yeah. The website is migs.nm.org, so migs.nm.org.
Dr. Magni Malad, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
All right, think about it. What's going on with our Congress? Is there any fiscal responsibility anymore, or is it just, look, it's other people's money, OPM, that'd be our money, and they're just going to continue to get into our pockets? You know, but somebody's got to keep them honest, and this is why we're grateful for Adam Angieski, who is joining us. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great. Bill, thank you very much for your interest in our work. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, man, you guys are awesome. I mean, I appreciate that because we have to. I mean, there are so many moving parts here, Adam. This type of show that we have is that we can deal with experts in their field, people who are focused and really drilling deep into the issues that the American voter, that we the people need to be aware of. So you and Open the Books are providing such an awesome service for all of us.
Well, it was a nice decade of Republicans pretending to care about our $22 trillion national debt.
I know.
But as you mentioned, I mean, sadly, nothing seems to unite members of both parties more than the joy of spending other people's money. I mean, look, last week, Kentucky U.S. Senator Rand Paul offered a reasonable plan to help get our runaway debt under control by reducing spending by just 2% for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's two pennies. Anyone can do this in a business, in a nonprofit.
Right.
In our home, in our churches, everywhere, everyone can cut 2%. You don't even feel it.
Right.
Yet even this reasonable plan failed in the United States Senate because of Republicans. A majority of Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted against Rand Paul's plan to bring it to the floor for a vote. Every single Democrat voted against it.
Of course.
So sadly, both parties now at the federal level are united to spend more of our money.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, it wasn't that long ago. We had the penny plan that was introduced. So Rand Paul doubled down, says, okay, well, let's make it the two-penny plan. And now it's just the pennies.
You need to.
Right.
No, you need to, because now we have $1 trillion year-over-year budget deficit. The national debt is $22 trillion. And if you put that in perspective, Bill, that's $65,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country. That means if you're a family of four, your household share of the national debt is $260,000. So a penny cut won't do it anymore. And Rand Paul correctly put forward a very reasonable two-penny cut. Now, the president's been out there, and we've advocated this at OpenTheBooks.com. Our open letter to the president urging him to wage war on waste. We advocated 5% cuts. We put this in the Wall Street Journal, the USA Today. Last fall, the president adopted that 5% cut. There was elements in the White House that wanted the penny cut. When he saw our 100 outrageous examples of federal waste, taxpayer abuse, the president said it's 5%. He ordered his cabinet secretaries. Everybody listening to your program remembers that last fall. The president codified that 5% cut to discretionary spending in his budget in February that he submitted to Congress. 105,000 Americans have endorsed that plan and have signed our petition on our website. So the president's out there with a 5% cut, and a majority of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate won't even support a 2% cut.
This is amazing. Well, what's it going to take, Adam, for these guys and these ladies? Because it's bipartisan. It covers all the genders. I mean, they're all participating in this waste, but they don't get it. I mean, you talk about a real national security issue. It is our growing debt, is it not?
Well, it is. And our honorary chairman is the former U.S. Senator, the legendary senator from Oklahoma, Dr. Tom Coburn.
Yes.
He wrote the book, The Debt Bomb, and he agrees with, on the other side, underneath President Barack Obama, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Michael Mullen. He said that our number one national security threat is the national debt.
Mm-hmm.
So look, transparency is the best way that taxpayers, all of us, that we can fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to some of the things that we've uncovered, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, you know, we need to bring the heat so these Republicans in the Senate see the light.
Right.
And they need to explain why they have shielded the gratuitous and outrageous waste examples that we have found. Look, the federal agencies admit that last year $150 billion was improperly paid by the 20 largest federal agencies. That's a $150 billion fraud. They can start there on a 2% cut. But Cornell, an Ivy League university, they took $1 million on a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. HHS sent $1.4 million out to California to teach sex ed to California prostitutes. $1 million flowed from NASA on a grant to prepare the nation's religions for the discovery of extraterrestrial life. The Pentagon was purchasing coffee cups for $1,200 per coffee cup for its fighter pilots. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
These Republicans in the Senate, they need to be held accountable.
Well, you know, Adam, this just reinforces what has been my point, and that is that, you know, the people are not holding the elected officials' feet to the fire in saying, look, at you know, we got to decide what government should be doing for us. They have managed to give themselves an open checkbook, so where we're we're studying the sex life of one eye albino beetles and spending a lot of the people's money. And of course, I'm jesting here, but some of the ridiculous studies and the things that we're paying for. And speaking of Coburn has been my hero for many years, and he's been on with us several times, and I miss him dearly from the Senate, and I know that his voice is still being heard, but we need to continue to give him a platform because of his very successful, I say successful in as much as what he did, his effort in presenting the annual waste book report every year. And the last one that he presented demonstrated, to your earlier point, there was $450 billion of duplicative waste. Even President Trump said there's 17 agencies within the government that are, you know, they're all supposedly doing the same thing, and the one's not talking to the other. There's no coordination. It's just they have their own individual fiefdoms there that is being, being supported by the treasury of we the people.
Absolutely. And Rand Paul's bill, it was a very reasonable plan. Some people have called it milquetoast in an age of runaway spending and deficit crisis, right?
Right.
So, but it was a start, and you can't even get that through. through a Republican majority U.S. Senate.
Well, that's how addicted they are, Adam. I mean, that's like trying to get an alcoholic to say, okay, all we're going to look at, we're not going to liberate you from alcoholism overnight. We're just going to, we want you to just have one less drink a day. Can we do that? Is that reasonable?
And Paul protected. He protected a lot of things. He protected Social Security from the cut. His plan would have codified the income mm-hmm. tax cut that President Trump put through the Congress last year. Mm-hmm. It would have expanded health savings accounts. So there was a lot of good things in here, a lot of protections built in, plus a milquetoast 2% cut, and the Republicans voted against it.
Of course. Well, you know, and
two senators in Florida.
Yeah. All we needed them to do, Adam, was them to approve a pay hike that they've been, you know, trying to play with to figure out, okay, how can we get a pay raise, you know, without the people knowing that we're going for a pay raise here, right?
Exactly. And you got the leader, McConnell, who voted against it. You've got the two senators in red Missouri, Blunt and Hawley, that voted against it. The two senators in Florida, Scott and Rubio, who voted against it. You've got Tom Cotton in Arkansas, who signed, you know, the Contract with America back in 2010,
mm-hmm.
Advocating for a balanced budget amendment. This was more milquetoast than that. He voted against it. You've got Ron Johnson in Wisconsin who voted against it. I mean, who do these Republicans think? What do they think they're doing in the Senate? What's their argument to get reelected?
Right. And what's their solution then? If we're not going to do the pennies plan, do they got something else to think of? Or is it just we're just going to set this aside right now and do like we've always done, just kick it down the road? And, you know, hey, look at we never thought they would handle 20 trillion, much less 21. And here we are, 22. So, hey, you know, a couple more $1 trillion. It's not going to hurt, you know.
Well,
right?
these are big spending patronage Republicans, as I like to call them. And they are in control of that caucus in the U.S. Senate. And they won't do anything to protect taxpayers in this country unless all of us raise our voice, you know, figure out in your state across the country who voted against this and call their offices and bring the heat so they begin to see the light. Look, it's a target-rich environment on waste bill. We can catalog many, many different things.
Exactly.
One of the examples that I find most outrageous, and it's an agency that most people don't even bring any oversight to, our team found that the Small Business Administration, since 2007, has put $300 million worth of lending into America's private country clubs.
Oh, wow.
Clubs, swim clubs, beach clubs, and yacht clubs across the country.
That's nuts. That's totally nuts. But, you know, it goes back to my earlier point, Adam. I think the opportunity we have here is there needs to be a clear declaration of what we, the people, expect from our government. You know, all these ridiculous spendings and things that they do, if anything needs to be codified, it should be the limitation of some of these crazy spending ideas that come out of these different congressmen and senators to take back to their home constituencies so that they can, they're basically buying votes out of our treasury.
They are.
And it's bipartisan. It's not just Democrats. The Democrats have taken it. No, there's no question they're black belts in doing that. They're 10-degree black belts. So, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. It's very well perfected. And some of the Republicans as well. I mean, they get the game. They know how it works. And we're getting worked. And meanwhile, you know, the deficit continues to grow. But I think we need to stipulate to them once again, short of a convention of the states, but we need to begin and put them on notice to say, this is what we expect from our government. This is the kind of services that we expect for this government, and this is what we believe is worth paying into, not the kind of stuff that they continue to create for us. Adam Andrzejewski has been our guest. And Adam, always good to have you with us. Thanks. Take care.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right. No more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.